Give BT and Sal a call to talk New York sports at 888-808-1019. We are the home of New York sports talk. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
You think that Tiki will find his way up in outer space eventually?
Can I see him at some point strapping on a spacesuit and going somewhere? I actually could.
Yeah,
I really could.
Listen, he's already been in the water once with the great white, so I feel like he's open to.
I don't even know that story. He was in a cage, obviously.
Yeah, he was in a cage. He did it for like CBS, I think.
Gotcha. NBC, you mean? Right?
Yeah, or something like that. I don't remember. I don't remember the exact story. One of the TV networks he was working for, they made him go, or asked him, I guess, to go into a cage dive with a shark.
Was that in South Africa? Was that in Australia? Where was it? Was it off the Verrazano Bridge?
It was great white shark, so that was legit.
I know. Would you do that in a cage?
I would do it without a cage.
No, you. I'm calling nonsense. BS.
No, I would totally do it.
No, you wouldn't.
I might die.
You would jump into a shark-infested water.
Yes.
No, and not like sand sharks.
No, great white.
No, I don't. I would don't
totally
believe
do
you.
It. Totally do it.
No, you wouldn't.
Just give me a pitchfork. We're all good.
What if we pay for it? What if me and Sal pay for a trip? Will you go do it?
Oh yeah.
All right. There you go, dude.
I'm telling my wife, kids. See ya. I'll be back. Hopefully.
Just set that will up before you bounce.
Okay.
Hey, what is the most dangerous thing you've ever done, like in terms of an expedition? I don't mean like driving like a lunatic on a parkway. I mean like something where you actually, an adventure.
I climbed Mount Washington Summit.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What's the altitude, do you know?
I don't know, but it's the tallest mountain on like the northeast, I think. I can't remember the exact.
Where I don't even know where it is.
New Hampshire?
It's all the way up there.
Delaware or something like that? Yeah, it's up. Up.
Well, Delaware and New Hampshire are very, very far apart.
Very different, yes. I can't remember.
Delaware is basically here.
Details are not really there for me, but I climbed it, and I made it. I survived.
Who'd you do it with? You did it with like a group of people?
Yeah, a couple friends. Three other friends. We did it all one day. We got there like 5 in the morning. We woke up at 5 in the morning. It took about three and a half hours to get up and then 5.5 to walk down.
Really?
Yeah, because we actually walked you walk up, and then we take a picture. There's like whatever. There's the hot spot with the elevation and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then we walked across it, because supposedly that was the easiest way to get down.
Okay.
That took an extra half hour, and then we walked down, and my knees were shot.
How old were you? How long ago was this?
I was 30.
You got good pictures? You got to have good pictures. 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'll get it. Yeah, dude, it was surreal.
Really, that good?
It was the coolest thing I've ever done, because like I could show you pictures, but it doesn't equate to what it actually feels like, what it actually looks like.
Why? The vastness of nature?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love that stuff. I have not really done... I've hiked. I haven't really hit a high spot. One thing that I've done that was just... I would not do this again. There's no way I would do this again. Where I am at this stage of my life with kids. So we ziplined, my wife and I, on our honeymoon. We went to Costa Rica, right? And we were in the rainforest, and when I tell you, it wasn't like a little teeny tiny zip line. We were well over 1,000 feet above the jungle, and I just remember I went first. Of course, I tested things out, and I like
how'd it go.
I made it. I couldn't do it again. I was nervous doing it. Right, I was in real time, but I didn't have kids. You know, I'm younger. You know, it's just your mindset's a little different, and I remember the guy was like so casual, yo, because when they've got the harness, like that's kind of around, you know, your stones, you know, like down there and all that, like around, yeah. And he just like, check, you good? I'm like, just run,
double check
that once, please.
Okay.
And I did it, and I remember saying before I actually did it, and it was like a maze, so it was like one, then another, then another, then another. Well, it was just one, and I remember looking down. I remember saying to myself, if you're gonna do it, look down. Like there's no. Like, what are you really accomplishing if you're just staring at the sky and not absorbing the magnitude of the height and the danger and the surrealness of just zipping through a rainforest in Costa Rica? And I remember just saying, man, if this thing's going to snap, it's going to snap. And I was able to get my mind to a place where I enjoyed it, But I don't think I could do it again. I know I couldn't do that again. I would not do that again.
Maybe do a little hookah before you go on
there. I need more than hookah. Yeah, if the hash was in the hookah, like that one guy said, maybe.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I haven't done, it's not, and I know Boomer and Gio did this in Minnesota, and me and Tiki had an invite, but Tiki didn't want to get up. I was like, come on, Tiki, let's go. I got to go ice fishing. I have to go ice fishing. I must.
I don't know if I want to go ice fishing because it's very cold.
Well, no, but that's why you have, like, to me, the appeal, yeah, hopefully I would catch a few fish, whatever. But, like, you know, you've got, and I think Boomer and Gio had, like, a wood cabin, and that's what me and Teak had access to, too, with fire and heat. Like, I don't need that. You have a tent. You have a little, you know, a little furnace. You know, you have a little flask. You have a couple of buddies. Like, just one with nature. Oh, that would be awesome.
And that's one with ice. I don't want to be cold when I'm trying to enjoy myself.
It's cold. I get it. I'd much prefer to be warm than freezing, but to have somebody drill, like, because I think somebody does it for you. There's some sort, I don't know what the device is called, but they drill a hole because it's deep, man. Go through like 3-4 feet of ice.
Yeah, but I see that there's too many issues with that. Like, if no safety issues, though. No safety issues
no.
If the ice melts?
I mean, if you go in March in upstate New York and it's, you know, 47 degrees the day before, you probably shouldn't do it.
You got the fire roaring and the ice is melting.
Dude,
and the
it's so
filled.
It's like 5 feet thick.
My butt will go right through it.
Well, I didn't say I want you there. Yeah, it's true. Manny's in New Hampshire. Wow. Manny,
good morning,
what's going
boys.
On, buddy? BT?
Good afternoon, boys. Hey, I live up here. I was born in Brooklyn, but I've been living up here for a long, long time.
Okay.
And I got a funny Mount Washington story. I'm, you know, on in years now, but my oldest son was 14 years old. I said, we're going to climb Mount Washington.
Okay.
We go up the Ammonoosuc Trail. This is in August, mind you. Ammonoosuc Trail, it's like maybe 75, 80 degrees at the base. Get up there, everything's iced over. They get this, it's not really snow, but everything is encased in, like, it looks like snow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we get up there, and he looks at me, he goes, Dad, this is going to be quite a trip down. I said, oh, it's got a piece of cake. I said, see that train? We took the train.
Yeah, you
the
did?
Train down.
Come on.
Yeah, dead serious. No, when you walk, if you ever climb this thing, you will see all the crosses, and they ain't there for jokes there because the weather can turn on you any time of the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, my boy, I wasn't going to attempt it. I said, you know, we get stuck in this thing again.
Really, huh? That dangerous, huh?
Dude,
I appreciate
it.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you.
Really. Well, Kenny, sorry. People, you get deaths on that thing every year.
Wow.
Anyway,
I got you, man. I know
Giants.
It's dangerous, but I didn't think it was that dangerous.
But it's, all kidding aside, if you have young children, it's a lot of fun. You could take it's called the Cog Railway. It's a really interesting engineering feat.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take the Cog all the way up, and it is a lot of fun. The kids, there's plenty of things to do.
You run around
up there.
All right.
You can visit the weather observatory. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, too many baseball games. Can't make it. Thanks for the call, Manny. Hoff, speaking of adventures and expeditions, this was an unexpected expedition. A quick story. It is pretty funny. This one I actually learned. I think it's funny. This one I learned that I was actually, that like, I wouldn't say I'm afraid of heights, but this one I realized things were changing with my equilibrium just a little bit. So this is probably 2019. I'm in Utah shooting that show, Man vs. Bear, for Discovery, right? And I was there probably about 5 or 6 weeks by myself. Jen came in, you know, for a couple of days, but it was just really, we were shooting every day. And one day we had off, there was an issue with the bear, and I'm like, I'm renting a car, man. I'm renting for the couple of weeks. I was making a few bucks, and it was fun. I'm like, I'm renting myself a rag top, and I'm just driving around Utah, beautiful topography. I'm treating myself, right? So I had this sick Mustang, of course, the Cougine Mustang from back in the day. And I just go for a ride. I don't really know where the ride's going to take me. Long story short, I'm in Ybor City, which is about an hour away from Salt Lake City. And I go into this park, and the elevation was about 6,000 or 7,000 feet. I'm like, oh, this is fun. And I remember it was like sunny. I had my shirt off. Not that I look great, but my shirt, I got Guns N' Roses. But I'm like, this is my sunglasses. Let's go, man. And I'm going up this hill. I had to go down the hill. And I didn't calculate that as I was driving up. It was a one-lane hill. When I tell you, Hoff, I actually got so spooked. I parked the car, and I crawled on hand and knee away from the ledge because there was no, like, guardrail. And then I don't know who I thought was going to save me. As I'm, like, on my knees, I'm like, wait a second. What if a bear runs at me and now I fall off the hill? I had the craziest. Well, I'm not going to see my kids again. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. I'm done with the expeditions, and I'm done with the adventures. Let's just keep it simple. Keep it moving. All right, we'll keep it moving. Back tomorrow at 10. We got Evan and Tiki coming up next. Have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow. Good luck to the Knicks. Bye-bye.